With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It was another night of demonstrations in Minneapolis, but authorities say they were more subdued after the governor and mayor implored protesters to remain peaceful. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defends the actions of all ICE agents, some of whom have used aggressive tactics.
Every single action that our ICE officers take is according to the law and following protocols that we have used for years, that this administration has used, that the previous administration used. They are doing everything correctly.
President Trump is considering invoking the Insurrection Act that would mobilize U.S. troops. A South Korean court has sentenced former President Yoon Suk-yeol to 5 years in prison on some charges related to his imposition of martial law. The verdict is the first against Yoon in the 8 criminal trials over the decree he issued in late 2024 and other allegations. Prosecutors say former NCAA players are among those facing charges over rigged basketball games.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
They would bribe said player to deliberately underperform so that his team would lose by more than they were favored to.
Of the defendants named in Thursday's indictment, 15 played basketball for Division I NCAA schools as recently as the 2024-25 season. 5 others were described by authorities as fixers. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Negotiations are taking place aimed at ending the nurses' strike in New York City, which began Monday. Hospitals have hired thousands of temporary nurses to keep ERs and other facilities open. This is SRN News. Open Doors U.S. has released its World Watch List. Correspondent Michael Harrington takes a look.
It's an annual ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian. North Korea is number 1, followed this year by Somalia, Yemen, Sudan, and Eritrea. Rounding out the top 10 are Syria, Nigeria, Pakistan, Libya, and Iran. Open Doors also reports that nearly 400 million Christians around the world suffer high levels of persecution for their faith. That's 1 in 7 believers worldwide, 1 in 5 in Africa, and 2 in 5 in Asia. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion advocates have dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration after officials agreed to restore millions in federal funding for family planning services. The ACLU sued the Department of Health and Human Services last year for withholding more than $27 million during an investigation of state practices. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion provider. This is SRN News. Things are looking up for a company that's helping to keep the AI revolution booming. Bob Agnew reports.
Taiwan-based TSMC, the world's largest computer chip maker, says it plans to increase its capital spending by nearly 40% this year. That's after it reported a 35% jump in its net profit for the latest quarter. TSMC is benefiting from strong global demand due to the boom in artificial intelligence. Bob Agnew reporting.
Social media companies have revoked access to about 4.5 million accounts identified as belonging to children in Australia. This after the country banned platform use by those under age 16. The law took effect last month. The ban has sparked debates about technology use, privacy, and child safety. Platforms like Facebook, YouTube, are facing hefty fines if they fail to comply. Officials say the measure is encouraging. This is SRN News.